With our town of the week, here is Todd Witter.
About 20 miles west of Winston-Salem is the small town of Yadkinville, the seat of Yadkin County, North Carolina. Yadkin is a Sioux and Indian word which is thought to be place of big trees. Formed in the 1850s by Pennsylvania Quakers, Yadkinville was a farming community with flue-cured tobacco as the major cash crop. By 1881, there were 17 tobacco factories operating in the county. While the town is still primarily rural in character today, Yadkinville combines a farming economy with growing industrial development. The leading employer is a textile manufacturing firm called Unify, which employs about 1,900 workers. Points of interest include the restored home of Judge Richmond Pearson at Richmond Hill Park and Shalliford Popcorn Farms. Although the county is dry, and except for locally produced wines, alcohol cannot legally be sold. Oh. In the past decade, 26 wineries and vineyards have been started in the county and all contribute to the annual Yadkin Valley Grape Festival each October. Mm. The population here is about 2,800 and has held relatively steady through the first decade of this century. Students attending the town's Starmount High School are known as the Rams and the Lady Rams. Gateway to the Yadkin River Valley, this is our Town of the Week, Yadkinville, North Carolina.
Thank you, Todd. Very nicely done. Let's go to Yadkinville right now, where Dave Blackwell is on the line with us from Yadkinville. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I heard your intro there.
Yeah.
And we do have countywide beer and wine sales now.
You do?
Just about a year or so ago.
So Jim messed that up then.
Well, he just didn't update it, maybe.
Yeah, he didn't update it since he wrote that.
And I had trust. I had entire trust in him.
Yeah, because it seems like if you have wineries around there, you must be able to drink it if you can make it, right?
Well, after about 2000, there were some state law changes that came about in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And as tobacco declined, they looked for a replacement crop. And
booze
seemed
pretty good.
The grape industry would do well in this state.
Yeah. There's a symbiotic relationship between tobacco and liquor or alcohol, don't you think?
It's really good because it keeps our agricultural economy going, but it's kind of agro-tourism,
mm-hmm.
and it's worked really well to spawn other industries.
That's cool.
And has grown our economy because with the wineries and the vineyards that have popped up, now you get bed and breakfasts, you get more lodging, you get restaurants, you get
the whole nine yards.
Art
of entertainment.
It's really growing the whole economy.
Do you have a vineyard?
I do. Brandon Hills Vineyard is our vineyard.
What do you grow out there, Dave?
We grow Merlot, Barbera, Cab Sauv,
Pinot
Gris, and Petit Verdot.
Yeah, and where did all your cuttings come from originally? Would you import those from Europe or
from a nursery in California?
Oh, for the California cuttings, which probably came from Europe originally.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so they're twice removed, but it's pretty good year. This past year?
2010 was a very good vintage year for us. All the Atlantic storms that can really affect our harvest made that hard right turn and headed off in the Atlantic. So it gave us a real dry harvest season, which really increases the quality of our crop.
Excellent. And did you have to learn about all this stuff to become a vintner, or were you that before?
Yeah, actually, the local community college has a two-year degree program that they started up when this all came about, and my wife and I both attended classes there.
Fantastic, Dave. I'm afraid we got to run, about out of time, but Yadkinville, our town of the week, and I want to thank you, Dave Blackwell. We got a little something for you.
We'll be sending you the splendor of America's Dairyland with a marvelous selection of 10 delicious premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Go with that good wine. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Dave Blackwell.